You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You like that?
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get it going today, people. 49ers at Philadelphia, 1:30 on Sunday. And what's at stake? What's at stake? First round of the divisional playoffs in the NFL. 49ers are going to go in as underdogs, 4.5, 5.5, depending on what you see. They got an uphill battle. There's no doubt about it. It would be an upset if they win this game, obviously. But what else is at stake on Sunday for the San Francisco 49ers? What's the biggest thing you're looking for, and what's the biggest thing you want to see?
Good morning, Steiny. Yeah. And the biggest thing is what you said, because we've kind of been going back and forth, having fun all week. But I try to, as a father of three, teach my kids this word, perspective, and to have it in all facets of life and not, you know, react to something so quick. Take a step back and just think about it. And that's what I've been doing with this 49ers season. But with all that said, it's what you've kind of talked about and what I said. This team is going as far as their offense is going to take them. So forget you and me bickering or disagreeing all week long just about the team in general. Seattle, that was a mulligan. I understand the people. You and the boss, Malachi, crunched me in the office, me and Evan, about, you know, the lack of input and production. So you are right in a sense that you got Brock, you got Kittle, you got McCaffrey. Hopefully you have Pearsall and Trent. You are going to take the Niners or be the reason that they win this game. So to me, Steiny, if I'm calling or going into the 10 touchdowns in a couple weeks from Brock and then putting up, you know, 40 points or whatnot, if that's real and a strength of your team, you got to do it one time with the opportunity of having two, which you didn't do it against Seattle. So offensively, I'm really honed in on Brock and Kyle. You got to go out there and show us something.
I'm expecting them to be competitive. That's what I'm expecting them to be. I'm expecting them to look a lot better on offense than they did against the Seahawks.
Is there a score that comes with competitive? Like with 20-10?
Give me a one-score game. 17. Give me a one-score game, because if it's a one-score game, that means with 5 minutes left, we don't know what the outcome is going to be. So, you know, again, this is one of those things where, and we do this a lot, and it always like comes out differently than we ever plan. Like, I'll say, if the offense plays well, you know, that'll be good, and then they'll score 30 points, but one will be a pick six. Sky Moore will return two touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then it throws the whole formula off. To me, it's pretty simple. The offense, the defense, we know what the defense is. The offense is going to have to win this ball by putting together drives, which they couldn't do against Seattle.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, if you go into Philly and you can't put drives together, or it looks a little bit like Seattle, then I do question where this team is in the entire pecking order of the league.
Do you have a problem? Because I've been consistent all week, Steiny. I'm already there. Do you have a problem with, like, that's an issue,
okay,
but I don't want to be negative.
And that is, to me, an excuse, because they are right now, they might not be 12-5 on Monday.
Right.
Right now, we've got a 12-5 team heading into the playoffs. Period. End of story. You're playing the Eagles. They've been a team that's has not been clicking this year. There's no reason you should go in there and get blown out. I don't think so. Yeah,
and I'm looking at, I think it's Sam Lubman or the morning show, Carter and the guys put up a poll. If the Niners were to beat the Eagles, is this equivalent, and I'm paraphrasing, Steiny, to We Believe? No. We Believe was 1-8. This is 3-6. We expect it to be competitive. So I don't, just from that standpoint, that vantage point, I don't believe, you know, the Eagles, I love what the point that I made, Steiny, shocker, that I believe if this is a close game, the further it gets, that stadium and those fans are going to get antsy, and that could affect Hurts and the play calling or whatnot. So if, you know, you condense the game into the, it's a one-score game at half, I like the Niners.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is just going to be a lot of fun, this game on Sunday. And, you know, maybe there's a silver lining as a fan knowing that you're not expected to win this game.
You know, it's gotten up to 5.5.
I keep, you know, the term house money is one that I keep hearing. And you know what? I believe in house money sometimes. I don't believe in house money other times. I don't really believe there can be house money for a veteran team. Like the Warriors, they don't have house money. They only have a little bit of time. That's all they have, a little bit of time. And I feel like that's where we are with the Niners. This isn't house money. This might be the last stab at it. Now, if you know, what would I say? You know, 2 years ago, the Oklahoma City Thunder were playing with house money.
Right.
Because they were young and upcoming and doing all that thing. But I you can't, even though they're underdogs, you can't say, hey, George Kittle's playing with house money. Well, I mean, he's a great player, but he's going to go out there and try to win the game and do nothing short of that.
Right. But he plays. Like, if I asked you right now, do you expect the Niners to win?
No. I don't expect the Niners to win. So does that mean if
they... Why are you screaming at me? You're screaming at me. I don't know if you're doing that on purpose. You don't have to scream at me. You're screaming at me. I'm just
being respectful. Did somebody get to you?
No.
Somebody say something to you or something?
No, you're screaming at me. You've been doing it all week and I've been letting it go. I'm like, why are you screaming? Maybe your volume's up high.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Help me out. I'm being respectful.
I just brought him down.
Okay. Maybe that was it.
If 49ers win, what would it mean for the individual players on the team is what I'm asking right now. And if they win, what would it mean for the players on the team? Brock Purdy, 49ers win this game, what's it mean?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
They're one step closer to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I've been thinking about this. The Niners, the last time they were in the playoffs, Donnie, they were the big dogs, or a lot was expected. You kind of assumed. And, you know, we threw this, batted this around that, my gosh, could this be the year when you don't expect them to do it that they do it? So if they can beat Philly, who's got some problems, we'll see. Or maybe that's overblown. You're one step closer to your goal, Donnie. But I just can't shake Seattle. I know I need to, and the offense is how you're going to get this game done, and I can't wait to see, you know, what form of the Niner offense we get.
888-957-9570 is the number. I heard Grant Cohn on with the morning roast today, and he finally kind of put it like I was thinking about it, was the 49ers can't lose a low-scoring game. Like, if they lose a low-scoring game, that, to me, is a sign. If they lose a high-scoring game, that, to me, would be a better sign. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
So, We'll see. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. What's going on, Carlito? How you doing, buddy?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen. This is a huge game for Brock Purdy. It's his first playoff game since the big contract. Huge game. Kyle Shanahan's first playoff game since having a bad year last year. Huge for him. To me, as a 49er fan, make the Super Bowl. You can lose. Make the Super Bowl. It's in our backyard. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Carlito. They can win this game for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you close your eyes, can you envision Brock Purdy holding that Super Bowl trophy, or does that seem a little far-fetched at this point?
To me, far-fetched, and you know why, because of the defense. But if they go prolific and do what they did against Chicago, against Philly, then anything can happen, right?
All right, the 49ers also, we got to find out about Trent Williams. He was on the practice field yesterday. Ricky Pearsall wasn't. I got to believe that today's a key day for Ricky Pearsall.
Man.
If he's out on that field, I think the 49er fans can take that as a good sign. If not, I think obviously there'll be another receiver down, and Juwan Jennings gets elevated to the number one receiver, and it makes – what the offense is trying to do, obviously a lot tougher.
Let me run this by you. And honestly, and I know you'll tell me what you think. Ricky is short in his career compared to Trent Williams, who's been great since he's been here. But, Stine, if I were to ask you, this is getting old, or it feels like to me it's getting old from both of them, that you don't know or you can't count on them for big games, or even when they do play, it goes down to the last second. Do you got a problem if I feel like Daryl Johnson, Ricky, you're too young, but it's getting old because you don't know.
He's injury prone. They clearly, I mean, I don't know how long it takes, but when do you say they may have drafted an injury prone receiver?
Wow. I miss Herm on what Willard and Dibbs, so I didn't know. I don't know if there's said that anything he said, but I missed him. But man, I'm feeling some type of way. I don't know.
I mean, I'm giving the – look, I mean, through 2 years, you don't know if he's going to be available.
Right.
All right, the first 2 years, he's been a player that you haven't been able to count on, and that's a kind of player where, you know, if he doesn't play Sunday, don't tell me you're surprised. You know, this is who he is right now. And so he's not reliable. But you know what? Steph Curry wasn't reliable early in his career.
Right.
So – it took Steph 2 or 3 years to find his footing, and maybe Pearsall will be the same kind of guy. But yeah, I mean, he's not off to a great start. And
facts.
I don't like when you, and I don't want to talk about the off season, but what is he moving forward?
Right.
Is my question. Is he a one? Well, then he's got to play more than 8 games a year.
Is he healthy?
So we got to figure out exactly what he can, you know, do either Sunday or long-term. 1:30 is the start on Sunday afternoon. Trent Williams and Pearsall right now are the question marks, but we'll probably find out a little more about that today. But the question I'm asking 49er fans today is, if the 49ers win this game, what does it mean, if anything, for a Brock Purdy? Mm. What would it mean for a Robert Saleh? If the Eagles get beat by a defense from San Francisco that is overachieving, would a win impact Robert Saleh? And if they lose, what would that necessarily mean? Would that mean that Brock Purdy's got, you know, a little more pressure or more questions about him heading into the next year? What would it mean for Christian McCaffrey in terms of how they want to use him moving forward? So I want to talk kind of about the stakes of this game and what it might mean for individual people, and including Kyle Shanahan. 888-957-9570 is the number. 25 here, E? 25? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, we got Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, and I'm really looking forward to getting his perspective on the game. He knows Philly inside and out, Goo.
Let me ask you this about Saleh, because it's kind of funny how fickle fans are, but Do you look at the Seattle, the fact that they only gave up 13 points from a Robert Saleh standpoint, if you're a team that's interested in him, have you already seen enough and Seattle didn't matter? Or do you give them a star because they only gave up 13 points to Seattle? Because I watched that game, Stoney. They got enough yardage and big plays to score 40. But they
Was
that a win?
I mean, I actually think Robert Saleh's defensive reputation is what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think there are any questions about whether he can get the most out of a defense. I think the league's probably smart enough to know how beat up the 49ers are right now. I just think that if they, you know, if they make a run and their defense does anything, which it probably is going to have to if they make any kind of run, then maybe Robert Saleh is, you know, on his way to being a head coach for the second time.
Yeah.
All right. We got Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Kalshi. Trade on anything.